Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi. Today, my first guest is a buddy of ours. He's been on the show several times. From Law & Order, Ice-T will be joining us. Lovely actress who has a show on the Hallmark Channel. Tyler Lee will be here. The Long Island Medium, Teresa Caputo, will be joining us. And then from the Monkees, hasn't been on the show in a long time, Mickey Dolenz. Monday is President's Day, and we have the premier presidential authority, Doris Kearns Goodwin. She's got a book called Leadership in Presidencies During Turbulent Times. Barry McGuire from McGuire Car Care Products. He's also written a new book that's out right now titled Ignite Your Life. In our lifestyle segment, Grace Gold talking about laser surgery. And we have Dr. William Cooper to talk about good health in the heart. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi. Today, after a quick pause, I'll be back with Ice-T.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801. Our next guest has been with us in the past. I tell you something, I really enjoy this guy's work. Got a brand new book out called Ice, A Memoir of Gangster Life and Redemption from South Central to Hollywood. Joining us right now is Ice-T. Ice, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Ron, what's happening?
I meant what I said in the introduction. I am a huge fan of yours. Your work on Law & Order episodes, SVU, as Detective Finn. I mean, you just do an all-around great job. The last time you and I talked, your wife was with you, Coco.
Yeah, she's doing something. You know, Coco's staying busy. You know, we're very fortunate.
Well, that's cool. Now, let's talk about this book, Ice, A Memoir of Gangster Life and Redemption from South Central to Hollywood. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Ice, and I mean this sincerely, okay? In a day and age, and we were just talking about it, where there's not a lot of mentors out there, you know, a lot of heroes, you turn around and become a hero because you turned your life around from really the lowest point to, you know, look at you now. I mean, this is a story of success in America.
Well, you know, the first part of the book, thank you. I mean, the first part of the book, a lot of people didn't like because they said I was glamorizing the lifestyle, but I was like, that's how it was. And I think, for me to show you how deep I was in crime, let you know there was a change. You know, a lot of people nowadays, they say, oh, you know, I was this, I was that. And it really wasn't true. I mean, I was really making a full-time income breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any plans on being over here. In my farthest dreams that I ever think I would be on television. Playing a cop? Are you serious?
Yeah, right after that song? Right.
Yeah. Well, the song even came long after I had gotten out of the game, you know? But, you know, the music kind of came along and I started to write about the life and the music, and then all of a sudden the door opened up for me to be in a movie, New Jack City, and that. I had to play a cop in that one.
Yeah. I guess being close to the police on the other side gives you a good perspective of how they act.
Oh, absolutely. I've had a lot of nights with them and interrogations. I know how to act like a cop. That's not a problem. I've learned firsthand.
See, what I like about this, there's no ice coating, not to use a a cliche, but you talk warts and all, man. Uncensored, not afraid. I mean, you just let it go.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's not where you start, it's where you end up. And my apologies go out, to the early part of my life. This is what I thought. At the time, it seemed like the right thing to do. But as long as I'm not doing it anymore, well, I think America and people out there, they accept that, because everybody's got some dirt. If you go back in everybody's past, there's some dirt they did, I'm just being honest about it.
This should be, and I say this sincerely, this should be a movie, because this will get kids to go to a movie and watch how you turned it around. I mean, and you had a situation that, a lot of people have, but they handle it differently. You lost your parents to heart attacks as a child. So you were kind of out there roaming around on your own with not a lot of guidance.
Absolutely no guidance, but you got to figure it out. And no role models, The role models for me were the drug dealers and the pimps and the players, so that's who I wanted to be, I just had to figure it out. And fortunately, I didn't die in the process. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, I think smart people, dumb people learn from experience. Smart people learn from others' experiences. So by me laying my experiences out there, maybe people can duck some of those potholes that I luckily didn't hit. And my friends hit. Almost most of my friends are dead from that lifestyle. So I've been very blessed. I'm sticking with the good side now. That's what I'm doing. I'm not messing up.
But when somebody talks to you about advice, experience, and we've all gone through this. Your parents talk to you about it. The teachers talk to you, guidance counselor, all these people. You just sometimes can't imagine that they've experienced the experience that they're trying to pass on to you. When you say it, it's realistic. It's real. I mean, you followed it. You've read about it. You've seen it. And now you see the transformation. I mean, it has an impact vis-a-vis somebody who just says, this is some advice I want to give to you.
Well, that's why I say in the early part of the ICE book, I go in depth. I go into robberies. I go into times when I got robbed. I go into times in depth so you know it's the truth. If you brush over it, maybe, hey, the guy might be lying.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in, but, hey, it's what it is, and, I'm as amazed with my life. It's funny, I read the book after we finished it, and I inspired myself. I'm like, damn, you did all that?
You're okay, man.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, you pulled it off. So, deep down inside, I never felt I was a bad guy.
Yeah.
I was just somebody who was just trying to figure their way through life. That's it.
Would somebody be shocked to find out that you did a 4-year stint in the United States Army?
Not anybody who's run into me on the street. I went 4 years, 25th Infantry, Tropic Lightning, Schofield Barracks, Humpin'. I shot 90mm recoilless rifle, TOW, Dragon, M60, assistant gunner. I did the whole stint. But the funny thing is, the sad thing is, I went in to get out of trouble. And then when I came out of the Army, I got right back in trouble.
Yeah.
So, but now that's why I kind of got a feeling about what happened, because I know the guys that went in there, they were probably like JSOCs, the Joint Special Operations Command. Those are the heavy cats in the military. They went and handled their biz.
You were so instrumental in creating and bringing to the forefront gangster rap 20 years ago. When you look at it today, are you looking at it like I look at rock and roll music from the 60s and 70s saying, well, they don't make rock and roll like they used to? I mean, do you look at it today and say, this is really good, or they've screwed up my formula?
I just think music now is pop.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it's just pop. Everybody's singing whatever is going to be popular. I don't think that it's lacking a lot of the emotion. There's no Public Enemy. There's no KRS-One. There's no Rage Against the Machine. There's just, everyone's singing what's pop. And I mean, pop music is great. Lady Gaga does that.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody got to do that? If you're not willing, it's kind of like if you're willing, if you want to make everybody happy, then you're popular. You're singing what's popular. If you rock the boat, if you rock, then you're doing rock. That's how I define rock and roll. It has to rock the boat.
Yep.
And if you're not going to rock the boat, then you're doing pop music. And a lot of these people think, oh, I'm doing rap. I'm like hardcore. I'm like, no, you're doing pop.
Yeah.
You haven't said one thing that's rock.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with you. I mean, you know, they even say sometimes to an extent Rihanna's doing some rap. I don't think. I think she's doing pop.
Well, no, you see, rapping is a vocal delivery.
Right.
Anybody can do that. Pink is doing rap. I mean, anyone can rap, but that's not hip-hop. That's not where, you know, I come from. It has to have soul. It has to try to move the crowd. It has to change the way people perceive things. It just can't be, I'm in the club, I got a drink in my hand, I'm partying. That's a rap delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody can do that.
Yeah, but you're the pro. You're the best.
Now, I'm going to say something that's going to mess up your day. I'm going to change the way you feel about things.
And Twitter. You are a Twitter. Congratulations. I can't figure the doggone thing out.
But, I love Twitter. Yeah. I for those out there that are on Twitter, you go to Final Level, FinalLevel. I went on Twitter and somebody was already Ice-T. So I said, okay, you can have it. And it's fun for me because I get to talk to people. I get to post things up, my daily, whatever I'm doing during the day, pictures and stuff, and it's a great thing.
Another great thing is this book. I loved it early. Ice, a memoir of gangster life and redemption from South Central Hollywood. Stories about people like Quentin Tarantino, Tupac, Chris Rock, Flavor Flay, your job as Detective Finn. Yeah, I mean, you're the full package, Ice. You really are.
You know what it is? Bottom line is I think everybody wants to do everything. I think I watch Indy cars, and I'm like, I want to drive that.
Yeah.
You know, I watch the Kentucky Derby. I'm like, I want to ride one of them horses.
Sure.
I think we all, and I'm just somebody who tries it. When the opportunity opens itself, I go for it. You know, so I think I'm living everybody's life. I'm just trying to do everything.
You are doing it right. And I have the book in front of me. It's available in bookstores right now. And I love this picture of you on the front. It's fantastic. That is great. I mean, you look between a detective and a really nice guy and a tough guy. I mean, there's everything there. I mean, this picture is fantastic.
Thank you, boss.
The pictorial. A lot of times books will be in black and white. All the pictures there are color.
Yeah. Yeah, because I had a colorful life.
Yeah, you had a colorful life. You have you, Coco, and Snoop Dogg at the Comedy Central Rose for Flavor Flav. Boy, these are great pictures. They really are. That's a great
book.
There's
even a nude picture of me. Look at the first picture.
Oh, geez.
First page.
You had to do that, huh? Well, hopefully you've grown up since then.
Yeah, that's my baby picture, people. Don't freak out.
Yeah, hopefully you've matured since then. That's your parents, huh? Wow, what a nice couple.
Yeah, that's my parents.
Ice, congratulations with it. And I don't have to tell you this. Anytime you want to come back on our show, you're always welcome here. You're one of our favorite guests.
Hey, thank you. And I just want to say shout out to all the people in the armed services that listen to this radio. You know I'm your brother. Y'all stay down. Be safe.
There is a side of Ice-T that you don't see very often. Cool guy and one that you have to admire for everything that he's been through and what he's accomplished. And there's more to come with Ron Zeggi today.
Thank you.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete,
and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ron Segee today, live nationwide and around the world. There is a channel out there that I love. Everything that the Hallmark Channel does is fantastic. It's movie quality, like you could go to the movie house and see it. And there is a family drama that has really done so well. When it debuted, it was the second most watched show of all of cable TV, and it's called The Way Home. And we're going to speak to one of the stars who you've seen on Supergirl, Grey's Anatomy, Seventh Heaven, Private Practice, the very talented and lovely Kyler Lee. Hi, Kyler. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. What a nice introduction.
Well, I've got to tell you something. I've been watching this show. And this is a very well-done show. Like I say, everything that Hallmark does is so great. This is about something that a lot of people in our audience could probably relate to. You've left home, you have a daughter, and now your mother wants you to come back home after a divorce. And it leads to maybe not as smooth a ride as it was maybe prior to you leaving.
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting because what makes this show so special is we're kind of picking up in the midst of some tragedy and some heartache and rough times. With Kat in particular, she's going through a divorce and she just gets laid off. And, she receives this mysterious letter from her mom who, after 20 years of them not speaking after like a big, disappearance of, Kat's younger brother and then the loss of her dad. So Del, played by Andy McDowell, who's phenomenal.
Yes.
She ends up supposedly sending this letter to Kat to come home after all these years. And Kat now has a teenage daughter, and with all the heartache of what's going on in their trio, she ends up going back, taking her daughter begrudgingly to the family farm that she grew up on. And now she's finding herself back in her own kind of past, in a sense, trying to pick up some pieces and figure out, you know, kind of where things went wrong and how to put things back together.
And your daughter in the, of course, movie isn't getting along very well with your mom either. So that's a 3-point loss, right?
Exactly. You know, she's 15 at this point, and her world's just been rocked and turned upside down.
Sure.
And so she's now being taken from, a city kind of life and lifestyle, and is now put on this massive farm with all this stuff that she doesn't recognize, and she's now kind of having to start over when, you know, she feels, and obviously it is the case, it was never her choice. What was happening with her mom and her dad.
Now, how did Andy feel about playing a grandmother? Maybe you didn't want to bring that up to her because she does a great job.
No, she was all about it. She is a grandma in real life. And, for her, one of her biggest things is trying to normalize the idea of, hey, guess what? We all get older. And it doesn't make us, you know, any less significant. And she, you know, really her goal is to help, you know, people in general just kind of come to grips with the fact that age is just a number.
Right.
And it's all about who we are on the inside and how we express ourselves on the outside. And I think she does a phenomenal job with that. So she embraced it 100%.
Yeah, she's a great actress. Tell us about this journey, though, that goes back to 1999. Alice meets the teen version of you.
Yeah, exactly. So when we come to find out that on the family's land is a pond, and unbeknownst to anybody there, this pond happens to have some time travel capabilities to it, to which at some point we will figure out. And so Alice, kind of in a moment of teen angst, throws something significant into the pond, and then kind of in a regretful moment goes like, oh crap, that was a bad idea, goes to retrieve it, and in doing so ends up falling into the pond. And when this happens, when she comes up, she's now emerged in 1999. And so as she's struggling to get out of the water, a hand reaches out, pulls her out, and it happens to be her mother, who now in this moment is 15, is the same age. And so when she makes this discovery that all of a sudden she's now back in 1999, she meets the 1999 version of her grandmother. And she meets her grandfather at this point before he passes. And she meets Jacob, who's the younger brother of her mom, and kind of sees this beautiful family dynamic. And then when she's able to come back to 2023, it's so vastly different. It's very hard for her to kind of understand, like, whoa, what went wrong? Like, what happened here?
Well, you'll need some kind of a schematic to follow this, you know, with that time travel thing going. Is there a DeLorean anywhere in this movie?
Just in liquid form.
Okay. Your list of credentials, very, very impressive. As we mentioned, Supergirl, Grey's Anatomy, The Flash, Private Practice, Seventh Heaven, Not Another Teen Movie. But I didn't realize that you're in a folk pop band, too.
Yeah, my husband is a musician, and so he and I work on music together. So we've put some music out there and done some, you know, touring in Europe and just had really wonderful experiences connecting with fans and audiences. So it's been pretty incredible.
Oh, that's
kind
great.
Of well-rounded, fun experiences in life.
Tell us about this mental health campaign, Be Vocal.
Yeah, so I was... You know, I've always been very open about talking about my mental health and kind of my journey with that. And I was diagnosed bipolar at the age of 29, and that being the case, it's like been quite the ride. And so I just kind of wanted to, as I mentioned with Andy, and just, you know, what it's like to age and get older, especially in the industry, you know, just kind of be open and honest. With an opportunity to have a platform like I have, I'm very grateful for that, and I don't take it for granted. And I kind of felt like, okay, well, if this is an opportunity for me to be real and honest, hopefully it will help people. So in doing so, Be Vocal, actually, they reached out to me, and they said, hey, would you be willing to partner up with us and talk about the stigma that surrounds, in particular, bipolar disorder? And I said, absolutely. So I was able to share some of my experiences and be able to reach a wider audience and hopefully let people know that they're not alone and that, yeah, it's not an easy thing to go through, but there's hope and there's help, and kind of highlight different ways that people can find that for themselves and hopefully find some peace amidst the storm that can happen and you know that you know we all kind of encounter in life.
Sure. Well, that's great, and thank you for your work in that area. It's very, very important. The name of the series, the new family drama that's on Hallmark Channel, is called The Way Home. It is Sundays at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central on Hallmark, and it stars one talented lady and our guest, Kyler Lee. Kyler, you got to do me a favor. You got to join us more often. You're a terrific guest and a great talent. I love the role that you're playing.
Oh, thank you so much. I'd be honored. Please, you can have me back anytime.
Okay, that sounds good. And let us know when you're down in the Orlando area, because I'd like to come see East of Eli, which is the pop folk band that you're working with.
You got it. Will do.
Okay, thanks, Kyler, and good luck with the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The Way Home, it is on the Hallmark Channel, and it's one of the great channels for entertainment on television. Kyler Lee. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come. We're live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
USA News Update. A former president's health is failing after melanoma spread to his liver and brain.
Former President Jimmy Carter is going to be receiving hospice care at his Georgia home. After a series of short hospital stays, the former president has decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family. A statement from his foundation went on to say that Carter will receive hospice care instead of any additional medical intervention. I'm John Schaefer.
Vice President Harris is accusing Russia of committing war crimes in Ukraine. In a speech at the Munich Security Conference, Harris said Kyiv is still standing.
The transatlantic alliance is stronger than ever. The United States will support Ukraine for as long as it takes.
Disney is moving the release date of Marvel Studios' upcoming film, The Marvels, from July 28th to November 10th. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
That's the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest is a fascinating lady, number one, but she has been on our show several times in the past, and it's always nice to have her here. She's starting a Platinum Experience Tour that's going to take her in a lot of places close to where we originate this show, and that's in Florida. She's known as the Long Island Medium. She has, of course, had the live show Teresa Caputo, Live the Experience, her podcast, Hey Spirit. Joining us right now is Teresa Caputo. Hi, Teresa. How are you? Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back. It's always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure talking to a female fellow Italian. Let me put it that way. Okay. Boy, I tell you something. You are a fascinating lady. You're going to be in the Florida area in April, April 12th at St. Petersburg at the Mahaffey Theater, Sunrise Theater. It's a nice theater. April 13th at Fort Pierce. And on the 14th of April, Fort Myers at the B.B. Mann Performing Arts Hall and Sager Theater, April 16th in Pensacola. Teresa, when you take this show on the road, you have to have an enormous amount of attraction because everybody wants to be involved with the supernatural. And I know you and I have talked about this in the past. How did you know that you really had these powers? I think you were like maybe 4 or 5 years old, you told me one time.
Yeah, I didn't realize that I had this ability to connect with not only my loved ones, but everyone else's. You know, I truly believe that that everyone has that soul connection, that bond with their loved ones, that everything that they sense and feel, they're signs from their loved ones that have passed on. I just thought it was normal at the age of 4 that everyone saw someone standing at the end of their bed at night or heard someone speak to them in a room and it was only myself in the room. And it wasn't until I was almost 30 that I discovered that I had the ability to connect with not only my loved ones, but everyone else's.
See, that's where I think it's kind of unique because my wife had a dream the other night of her mother, which was, she said, very, very realistic. And that's because, you know, and I dream of my parents that were passed on and family members, but you kind of have them on your mind. What's unique about you is that it's one thing for me to think about my father, for example. It's another thing for you to think about him or find out about him, you know, because you never knew him.
Correct. You know, and I want to share with you, you know, that dream that your wife had was a visitation. You know, I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. And I share that with people so people understand that not everyone connects with the souls of their loved ones the same. And when we have a dream and we remember our loved ones so vividly and so real and they're perfectly healthy, smiling, and it could just be for a split second, that is the soul's way of coming to you and showing you how they are and how they want you to remember them.
What happens, though, when you dream a lot about deceased people? Because I want to tell you something. I do that all the time. I don't know why, but I'll wake up and I'll have 8 people in my dream and they're all gone.
I don't have the answer because I don't dream of my loved ones.
Well, no, but you have to understand, the people I'm talking about aren't even my family members. People I've worked with, people I know.
Yes, it's the souls letting you know that they are okay. So that's how some people connect. Some people just see, like, every day, like, signs or symbols, or might just be a feeling. They might see shadows. They might still see silhouettes. They might actually feel someone standing behind them. They might smell something that reminds them of their loved one that has died. And you have to understand, a connection is a connection. You know, sometimes it could be a coworker. It's someone that you knew. And you might just be that vessel to let their family members or anyone else know that they are okay and they're safe and at peace. Mm-hmm. I had a woman last night at my show. She came to the show at one of my live shows, and she didn't come for herself. She came for her friend, whose sister and brother-in-law perished in a car accident fire. And she got a message from them. So it doesn't always have to be our family members that we connect with, that we get signs and symbols.
You talk about the afterlife. Do you
predict,
or do you stay away from this, future? What's going to happen in the future? More or less like a fortune teller.
Like a clairvoyant. I don't do things like that. Because I feel that, you know, even when spirit brings up things, they might say to someone, you were just thinking about going on a vacation. That doesn't mean that then that person should run to the travel agent and book a vacation. You know, these are all our free will choices. So I feel, you know, quote unquote, predicting the future. You know, we can feel and sense things that might happen. But at the end of the day, things come down to people's free will choices and decisions.
Mm-hmm. Teresa, do you ever tell somebody bad news? I think I asked you that once before. If there's something that's not good in what you're seeing or hearing or feeling?
Well, you know, it has to be able to help us or to prevent something.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way that I want to know something if you want to say negative. But I use my gift for healing. And it's one of the things, Ron, that I struggled with, you know, when I first found out that I had this ability. You know, I struggled with, okay, this is great. God has blessed me with this gift, but who's going to want to come and see a medium? And I had a spiritual experience where it was shown to me, and it was right after 9/11, that no matter who we lose or how they die, we here in the physical world might be left with burdens, guilt, a should've, a could've, a would've, maybe an only if.
Right.
And at the end of the day, all those negative emotions do not give us the ability to heal. So I chose to use my gift for healing purposes. I want to be able to deliver messages to help that person embrace life with as much happiness and joy as they possibly can, knowing that their loved ones are living life through their eyes.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because I know people that have guilt feelings because they thought they could do more for a loved one while they were sick, and they felt, well, I didn't do enough, and they have a guilt feeling to this very day. How do you treat, Teresa, the doubters? And if a person is a doubter and they come to you, can you make them become a believer?
Well, that's not up to me. That's truly up to them. I mean, first of all, I get it, Ron. I'm the first one to say that what I do is absolutely crazy. I get that it's hard to understand, but and there might be common things. You know, people might sit back and say, of course I lost my dad. Of course my dad passed of a heart attack. Of course I feel that I wish I could have done more. But what I have Spirit do with every healing message that Spirit has me deliver, they have to validate it with something completely unique to that person that I'm speaking to. So this is why sometimes if you might have someone that might be a doubter or not understand, Spirit has me say things that no one else would know about, that I could figure out. They might talk about things that happened years ago to remind that person of happier times. They'll talk about things that have happened since they've died. They talk about things that you haven't shared with anyone else here in the physical world. And the thing that I love the most that I have Spirit do is communicate with their personality, the way that they were before they died. And to me, that's the greatest gift that Spirit can give us, because maybe your loved one died suddenly or unexpected, or the way that they died, you were afraid that they weren't okay. Or maybe you watched them suffer for years with an illness that actually took away that personality. To validate that when the soul leaves the physical body, they leave behind all of that negativity. They don't take it with them, and they don't want us to remember them in that way.
Do you get any reaction from clergy who may have a different take on this, Teresa?
Well, I always share with everyone I am a practicing Catholic, and I say, even though they don't agree with what I do, they take my money every week.
But, well, of course.
but I have to say, you know, in my parish, my parish is very supportive in what I do, because it helps people. What I do has actually brought people back to faith, to their faith. There are a lot of people that, you know, we tend to also run things that we experience that we think everyone experiences that or everyone feels that way. But there are people that, because of their loved one passing, maybe it's someone who lost a child, you know, that was murdered, or to a car accident with a drunk driver, whatever it may be, and they lose their faith.
That's true.
And everything that they believed in, they've lost. They attend the experience, and it restores their faith.
Again, that Florida tour, April 12th in St. Petersburg, April 13th at Fort Pierce, April 14th Fort Myers, April 16th Pensacola. You have a website there, which is TeresaCaputo.com, where you can get not only all the dates and places that you're going to be, but also where you can get the books, right?
That's correct. You can get tickets for all my live shows. You could also see where you want to enter to call the hotline to be a guest on Hey Spirit.
Good, great. And the new podcast is out, too, called Hey Spirit, which is what you just mentioned. Teresa, it's always nice when you're here. I look forward to your return soon, because we always have a good time. So interesting. You're a fascinating lady.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you being here. Our guest has been a woman that has been well known for being the Long Island medium. And I tell you something, that is a really unique show that she had there. Now she's taking it on the road. We're talking about Teresa Caputo. And I think it's safe to mention, it's a very controversial subject, because a lot of people believe in it right to the nth degree, and then there's those that are the naysayers, and she really addresses both sides of that belief. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come. We're live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing.
They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Don't be slow. No.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie today. That music needs no introduction. That, of course, is the fabulous Monkees, who were so successful over a remarkable career. And joining us right now is an old friend of ours. We haven't talked to him in too long, and he's here to talk about the days of the Monkees, our buddy
Mickey Dolenz. Hello, Mickey. How are you?
Hey, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Nice talking with you again. 65 million records that the Monkees sold. Man, that is an astronomical figure. Do you ever sit back and wonder, man, I can't believe that really happened?
That's a lot of vinyl.
That's a lot of vinyl.
A lot of vinyl. Think of all the vinyl roofs you could do with that.
And, you know, they're talking about CDs, and I say, yeah, but I got these records, you know, and I got these records. Did I not see you, and I know that I'm right with this, okay, did I not see you way back in Circus Boy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and
that was the first series that I did.
And you were about 10, 11 years old?
Yeah.
Now, you know, there's been so much about these boy bands that are out today. When they put the Monkees together, this was not like four guys in a garage band. I mean, this was a consolidated effort on behalf of the network to put a band together, right?
Well, I'm not sure. You'd have to ask them what their intent was. As far as I was concerned, I was hired as an entertainer, singer, musician, played a part of a character on a television show. Monkees, from my perspective, was a television show about a band. It wasn't a TV show about it. Now, the fact happen or not, or their intent was, but the fact that we did is actually did get out there and started playing, and of course the famous story of how we fought for the control of the music and got the control of the music. But the Monkees was a television show about a band, about all the bands that were around at the time and all these garages trying to make it. And on the television show, the Monkees never made it. We were never famous. We were always an out-of-work band, a bunch of guys that ended up always doing the right thing and, you know, helping the little old ladies across the street, saving the town from the evil villain or mayor or whatever. And then the music, and that was the heart of the show. That was what the show was about underdogs. And then the music and the style, very contemporary. And I'm working right now with a company on trying to tap into that same thread, same, you know, the Monkees at the time, believe it or not, almost didn't get on the air because we had long hair.
Hmm.
And NBC and the powers that be and censors were scared to death to put long-haired kids on television, because the only time you saw long-haired kids on television in those days, they were getting arrested. And so all of a sudden, the Monkees come on TV. I know it sounds ridiculous now, but all of a sudden the Monkees come on TV, and here's four guys with long hair playing rock and roll music, crimes against nature. And we were just nice guys, just trying to make a living and have a good time. An interesting dynamic. Boy bands today, well, first of all, they're not bands, they're vocal groups.
Yeah.
So I think the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, sing some of the most wonderful songs, and they dance just like unbelievable, you know, the moves that these guys do. And it reminds me, not of bands, it reminds me of the great Motown vocal groups.
Yes,
of the 50s and 60s.
Absolutely.
The Four Tops.
Absolutely.
The Supremes.
Right.
The Temptations. You know, if these guys were black, I hate to say it, but they wouldn't be getting any criticism at all. Because
right.
It would just be a continuing dynamic from those type of groups. Those incredible vocal groups of Motown. The Four Tops and the Temptations. And these are amazing. And what did they do? They sang and danced.
Mm-hmm.
Which is exactly what the groups are doing.
We've been watching this for years on television with the Four Tops, the Temptations, the Ink Spots. All of these guys have that choreography.
Yeah.
And now these guys are jumping on the bandwagon.
Exactly what they're doing. Like I say, if they were black, they wouldn't be getting any criticism, which I think is unfair.
Were you a little concerned in lieu of the fact that you were trying out for a position that had over 400 applicants back in 1965? Best you not, huh?
No, I didn't know that at the time, of course, because I was I didn't come to any of the cattle calls. I'd already had a television series, so myself and people like me that had a history in the business would not have gone to any of the mass kind of auditions. I had a private audition right away, and I kind of was on the fast track, I think, pretty early on.
You mentioned the fact that you're doing a lot of directing these
yes.
days, and does it bother you, because I know you're so good at acting and directing and producing and also performing, but you know, the performing end of it obviously feeds our ego. Does it to all of us in this
mm-hmm.
business. Does it bother you to get on the other side of the camera?
Well, no, actually, it was a very conscious choice, one that I made about 1970, a long time ago. It was about 1975. You know, at that time, I'd already been in the business as an actor for 20 years. I was 10, so that was a long career. And after the Monkees, I kind of realized that it was going to be kind of typecast, or rather typecast in that role. And then I got lucky and moved to England. I had directed already on the Monkee Show, and I got lucky. I got a job directing for the BBC, and I thought, you know, I don't know, I just thought this could be the start of something, you know, really big. And I stayed there for 15 years in England, and that's all I did was direct and produce television shows. I consider that, even now, I consider that my day job. I've gone out on the road a bit and performed. I've done a little bit of acting here and there. But it isn't until just very recently that I go back on the road and perform live. And one of the things that I decided to do, rather than just go out by myself, is bring my sister, Coco, who is actually a really good singer, a lot better singer than I am, because we sang together even as children. And we'll just talk about what it was like when we grew up, and the very first, we sing the first song that we ever sang together, sing the first songs that I heard driving along in my car when I was a kid, and then, you know, so it's a little bit of a trip through time about the music that influenced me.
You know, Mick, it sounds like you're having a good time and enjoying life, and that's so important, and I wish
that the next time you come to town, as you have in the past, we can get together again, break bread, and have a few laughs and talk about the fun days, Mick. When you come to town.
Coming to your town, baby. Thanks, Mickey.
Mickey Dolenz has been our guest, and a very sad note, of course, is the fact that Mickey is the last surviving member of the Monkees. Boy, that's hard to believe. They're all gone except Mick, but he's carrying the torch, and he's touring, and he's doing a lot of things. He's keeping busy, and he's loving life. Mickey Dolenz. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today, and in fact, you're listening to the Monkees.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees, and people say we monkey around. We're too busy singing to put anybody down. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Daydream believer and a homecoming queen.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ron Senge today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, sad news coming from Hollywood this past Wednesday with the death of Raquel Welch. Boy, I got to tell you something. What a beautiful woman. She had been sick for a little while, we understand. 82 years old. But boy, she really did a number on the big screen. Beautiful actress, beautiful lady. On our show this hour, presidential historian Doris Kearns Goodwin with a book called Leadership in Turbulent Times. Monday is President's Day, so we thought it'd be appropriate to have Doris here. Also from the McGuire Car Care Products, my dear friend Barry McGuire with a book called Ignite Your Life. And in our lifestyle segment, Grace Gold talking about laser surgery and Heart Month of February with Dr. William Cooper.